In Siv Beis we start discussing the concept of Kaddish Yotzim. Afilo ein Yotzim v'eit ha-Knesses, yeim ha-Yisai, mi she'eino ov'ein. If there's no Yotzim in the shul, then a person that doesn't have parents should say the Kaddish Yotzim. It's primarily it's made for the Yisaimen, but if there's no Yisaimen, someone says it for the people that are Manifta that don't have people to say Kaddish for. Afilo mi she'eish v'ov'ein, yochel le'oima, im ein olav v'imu, might be him. If he gets permission from his parents, or he knows that his parents don't care that he says it, that then he can say it even though his parents are still alive. The Allah has a tremendous arithas over here about the say the kadima for Kaddish. Most places today everybody says Kaddish, so it's not relevant. In places where not everybody is saying Kaddish, so there's different orders of who gets the Kaddishim. So basically there is a person who is in the middle of this shiva after the kvura of one of his kroivim that he says Kaddish for, or within the Shloshim, within 12 months, and also by the 11th month, the end of the 11th month, when he stops saying Kaddish, he also gets a special schuyos, because it's the last time he's going to say Kaddish, and he's not saying the Kaddish for the last month, so he's giving way to others. And the last one is the yartzeit, the year, the date of the death. Each one has a different level. Yeah. The reason why the Shiva has Kedima before the Shloshim before Yud Beis is because when one is closer to the time of death, the dinim are stronger, and therefore the Nifter needs the Kaddish to protect him more so than the ones that are in a later state. Therefore, like we said, therefore these ones have Kedima. The Kedima of the Yard side is because it's the day of their death is a time of not good mazel for the Ovel himself, and this is for him. That's what Bush says, and also it's a nachas ruach and hagona to give kapora for his parents on the day of the Yotzeh. In Rav Soker, is the last Kaddish of that year, of the Tzira, that the Ovel is saying. The meaning is to give him all the Kaddishim, because he's really stopping a month early. So since he's giving way to everybody else, he gets Kedima. So he's basically the one who has Yom HaSoka, so the last day comes before the Yotzeit, and the one who's in the 30 days. Masari, because of that reason, he's not before the Yotzeit and not before the Shloshim, because they don't gain anything by the fact that he's stopping, though. Just the other ones that are within the year gain something by that. Yeah. And the Shiva and Shloshim, we count from the time of the Kruva, not time from the death, even if there were a few days in between. Because the dinim start by the kruya. Yard sight, you count from the day of the death. The end of the 11th month, also, you go from the time of the kruya. Even though the gabi avelis of Shiva, you say mixes the yam kula, at the beginning of the seventh day, it's the end of the Shiva, and the same with the Shloshim, that's as far as the menhagi avelis. As far as the schus for the tzvila, on the seventh day, he still has kadim over even though he stopped his Avelis. He still gets Mincha. And the same thing on the Shloshim. Yeah. If the year was a leap year, so the next few months, so you still stop saying Kaddish 11 months afterwards, which would basically be 2 months before the Yotzeit. Yeah. A person's in the middle of Shiva, so generally he doesn't go to Shul, so it's not so Nugia, but it's Nugia on Shabbos when he comes to Shul. And, the Ma'aseh, when it comes to Shul, he gets all the Kaddishim, he gets before the Ben Shloshim, and the one who's within the year. Now, when we're talking about all the Kaddishim, we're talking about the Kaddishim of the main Tfilah. But the extra Kaddishim we say at the end, which on the Shir Shal Yoyim, and if it's the Kaddish after Tehillim, then the other people can get it. Even if Ben Shiva, the one who's within 7 days of the cotton, he's still gets the Kaddishim. In that case, we give the Yotzeit one Kaddish. There's a whole bunch of Yotzeits, and they pick up all the Kaddishim, then they come before everybody. Now, the Yotzeit's entitled to one Kaddish because of the Yotzeit. So, if there's one Yotzeit, and the other person has Kedima because he's a Ben Shiva, then the Yotzeit gets one Kaddish. There's a whole bunch of people that have Yotzeits, they take up all the Kaddish. Since we said the idea of the 7 days is because of the Dinim, so like we said before, just like in respect to Mixas Yom Kikuloi, he continues being a Ben Shiva till the end of the seventh day. Also, this, the dead person was buried right before Yom Tov, so he only has one day of Avelis. But still, for 7 days afterwards, he still has a Ketina as a Ben Shivim, because in 17 him, they continue for 7 days. And the same thing for the presence in Shleishim. You can count 30 days, even if the regal was Mephasalit.
Yeah.
So also, the person was lifted during the regal, so he doesn't start Avelis till after the regal. Even so, the days of the regal, he has a din of the person who's within Shiva. But like we said before, it goes by 7 days from the beginning of the from the burial, whether he's being, doing Avelis or not.
Yeah.
And the other way around, if he was nifter during Chol HaMoed, so 7 days from the Kavura, considered that period of the 7 days in respect to Avelis, he's going to start his Shiva later. But he's going to lose his status of the Ben Shiva 7 days from the burial, even though Avelis started later, and the end of the Shiva of Avelis will be, let's say, the 10th day, the 12th day from the Kavura. Whoever has a schus in respect to Kaddish, he comes first in respect to Kaddish, he also has Kedima to be the Chazan. Okay, it goes much longer. Written halachas, if one person is a member of the shul, one person visiting. This is very long. I think somebody wants to learn it. I should recommend the Shabbat. There's a lot of good information there. I'll talk a little bit more tomorrow.